The cooperation has not started in a good way. There is an historical grievances and mistrust between Cameroon and Nigeria, from the Bakassi episode to the episode also in the Far North region. So initially, Cameroonian government tends to think Boko Haram question is an interior matter or questions for Nigerian country. Now what we can see is that throughout the multinational joint task force that was settled and established in 2015, a lot of effort and progress have been made.
Do you see an end soon to wipe out Boko Haram?
No, that's not possible. It's difficult to really predict when asymmetrical conflict can end, but as we are observing, I do not think it's something that can be ended this year or even next year. And it's something not particular to Boko Haram. It's something linked to all the jihadi groups. It's difficult to defeat such a group like that. And even when you will reach this point on the military point, what will be the case about defeating the extremist ideologies and ideas? That's why the solution is in the combination of both the security response, the development policies in the area, and also the framing of a counter-radicalization and de-radicalization project that could be jointly implemented in all the trans-border region affected by Boko Haram. I mean by that, southeast of Niger, Chad, northeast of Nigeria, and far north of Cameroon.
As an international crisis group, what would you advocate as a way forward to end Boko Haram insurgency?
The main line of our advocacy as crisis group is that Cameroonian authorities, so as the government of the Lake Chad countries, should now start thinking about the after of Boko Haram. That means designing a comprehensive and trans-regional development project, alongside with also designing counter-radicalism and de-radicalizing project on a trans-regional aspect, and trying also to get the support of international donors such as the World Bank or Africa Development Bank to fund some of these projects and development policies.